How did the pandemic increase demand on caregivers?
Well, the pandemic has increased demand on caregivers in two different aspects. One is that there are more carers than before the pandemic. So the number of carers has increased by 12% overall, as shown in the study. And that is mainly due to the pandemic of the COVID-19. And also has increased the number of hours that carers spend taking care of the patients. So this increase is even higher, is 30%. And carers are devoting around 21 hours per week to take care of long-term patients.
We often hear about carers who, have somebody living with them in their home and they're taking care of them, but they do get a bit of respite with other family members or loved ones or friends coming and going to allow them to do their groceries or just take a little break for a while, for that matter. Was that impacted by COVID?
Yeah, that is, as well as the demand has been increased, the responsibilities has also changed and been increased or been impacted. So now we see carers, due to the pandemic, taking or spending more time in home care tasks. So mainly they have increased their hours in housekeeping and personal hygiene. But they have also started to do something that they didn't do before as much as they do now, that is taking care of technology. And that is something that has dramatically changed due to the pandemic, because now patients cannot travel to healthcare facilities, and these carers have to help those patients to engage in virtual interactions with their doctors, but also virtual interactions with their relatives, because relatives cannot go and visit them as often as they did. And another responsibility that has changed, as I said before, and that is very important, as shown in the report, is the emotional support. Now carers spend more time supporting emotionally those patients due to this difficult situation they're going through for the pandemic.
Those are two interesting aspects, because as soon as you say it, you can recognize the truth in that, because we all know how everybody has sort of shifted to this more digital way of communicating. Mm. So some not only administering to the physical needs of somebody, now you're all of a sudden being their social connection. So now you're the only person they see, and you're also navigating, okay, here's your granddaughter, here's your sister. Yeah. Do you want me to get so-and-so up on this for you? Where's your doctor to? You know, those kinds of things. That must be very overwhelming, really, in a lot of ways.
It is. It is, because here again, you see that not everybody has the right resources at home to get these virtual connections ready. So carers had to take care of setting up the right connections and equipment at home, but also learning how to use it, right? And it's not easy. So 52% of the carers has reported that this technology responsibility has increased for them, but also 55% of them say that they need further guidance or training in order to give the right support to patients.